Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of our wonderful series on claiming our inheritance in Jesus Christ. Derek's been teaching us some powerful truths. I want you to take just a few seconds and think about what it was like to be lost. For those of you who know Jesus Christ, think about what it was like to feel the darkness in your soul, to not have anything alive on the inside of you, to feel that gnawing deadness. That's what it was like to be in the kingdom of darkness, to be a slave to our passions, to be confused and darkened in our understanding. And then Jesus intervened and translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. That's what it means to be born again. And then the grand adventure of living out everything Jesus has done for us begins. All of the power, all the transformation, all of the deliverance. That's what we're learning about today. So find something to write with, find something to write on, take notes, absorb these truths, and let's listen as Derek Prince teaches us about claiming our inheritance.
What are the spiritual curses from which Christ has delivered us? And what are the spiritual blessings which Christ has made available to us? I'm going to return to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, the chapter that sets out in great detail two opposite things, the blessings that result from obedience to God and the curses that result from disobedience to God. I'm going to read from a marginal version which is closer to the original Hebrew than the actual text version. Now it shall be, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. And then in verse 15, Moses turns to the curses, and this is the reason why the curses come. But it shall come about, if you will not listen to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes with which I charge you today, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. It's vitally important for us all that we understand the decisive difference between earning the blessings and earning the curses. And it's summed up in one short but very important phrase: listening to God's voice. So you see that our whole destiny for well-being or for disaster is settled by the voice that we listen to. Listening to the voice of the Lord and obeying what he says will bring blessing. But not listening to the voice of the Lord will bring a curse. Many curses. Of course, it's not sufficient to listen to the voice of the Lord unless we also obey what he says. But conversely, it's impossible to obey what God says unless we first hear his voice, because it's his voice that tells us what he requires us to do. And the great spiritual danger that confronts so many professing Christians is that they've become insensitive to the voice of God. They may continue in their religious activities and duties, but it's all something that's habitual and formal, just a matter of a life pattern and of habits that they've cultivated, but there isn't that ongoing, continuous, personal awareness of God's voice. You see, through all dispensations, the one thing that God asks of his people is this, that we listen to his voice. For instance, this is stated clearly by the Lord himself in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. In these verses, God explains what he really required of Israel when he brought them out by redemption from Egypt. And he says that the first thing he had in mind was not the keeping of the law or the offering of sacrifices, but listening to his voice. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. That's summing it up as simply as it's possible to sum it up. Now, you might think that it's different in the New Testament, but it's not. The principle is exactly the same. Jesus sums it up in one single verse in John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The mark that we really belong to Jesus is not that we practice a certain denominational pattern of life or that we worship in a certain building, but it's that we hear his voice, and hearing his voice, that we follow him. The simple pathway to God's blessings is to hear and obey his voice, but the inevitable end of not hearing and obeying God's voice is the curses. Today I'm going to list for you briefly the curses in the spiritual realm, the inner realm, the realm of our inner personality, which result from disobedience to God, as they are listed by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 28. First of all, in verse 20, Moses says that we will experience confusion in all we undertake to do. That's the first specific spiritual curse. It's confusion. And let me observe that modern America is full of confusion. Verse 28, Moses lists madness and bewilderment of heart. Those are results of not hearing God's voice. They are curses. Verse 34, God says, you shall be driven mad by the sight of what you see. We might say that mental and emotional breakdown is a curse, and it's the result of disobedience against God. In verse 65, Moses speaks of a trembling heart and despair of soul. I believe we could sum up these spiritual consequences of disobedience, these spiritual curses, in some words like these. Confusion, frustration, inner agony, and torment.
You know, just again, Derek is so gifted at simple truths that are profound. He said, if you'll listen diligently to the voice of the Lord, all these blessings will come upon you. Now, I know that scripture, but that's the simple emphasis of Derek, that obedience is the key to walking in the blessing of God. There's so much more marvelous truth to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? How far have you come? And how far must you go before you truly experience God's power? In his classic book, Experiencing God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how you can receive God's promises and experience his power right now and in every area of your life. In Experiencing God's Power, you'll discover God's will and ways regarding your health, marriage, finances, spiritual welfare, and much, much more. And at a full 527 hope-filled pages, this book represents your comprehensive guide to operating in more of heaven's power every day. Regularly priced at $17.95, this classic work by Derek Prince is available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners this week only for only $9.95, a savings of nearly 45%. To order your copy of Experiencing God's Power at the special price of $9.95, call now toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Experiencing God's Power is a clear and practical guide for helping you achieve powerful results in your spiritual quest. Order now and take advantage of this week's special price of only $9.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online when you visit DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Good to have you here on this Tuesday as we're examining our inheritance in Christ. Derek Prince is teaching some powerful stuff. And if you're with us a moment ago, you know that he said, really, the blessings that come from obedience can be summed up in one word, the word peace, that means well-being in every area. I want that. Let's listen to more of how to get it as Derek Prince teaches us on claiming our inheritance.
Now, what is the blessing in the spiritual realm that results from obedience? Of course, there are many blessings, countless blessings, but I believe they really can be summed up in one short and beautiful word. The word is peace. In Isaiah 53:5, where Isaiah pictures the exchange that took place when Jesus died on the cross, he says this: "The punishment that brought us peace was upon him." So Jesus endured the judgment and the punishment due to our sin and disobedience, that we might be reconciled with God. And being reconciled with God, that we might be delivered from inner agony and torment, from confusion and frustration, and that we might know the reality of a deep, settled, inward peace. Let's look at two other scriptures in the New Testament that speak of this peace. Romans 5:1. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." What beautiful words. We have peace with God. No longer are we guilty. No longer do we fear that somehow we are not pleasing God. We have peace with God. And then a beautiful verse in Philippians 4:7 that describes the experiential results within us. "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." It takes the peace of God to guard our hearts and minds in our contemporary civilization. But I want to testify that God's peace can do that. Actually, the word peace in its Hebrew form means more than just the absence of conflict. It means wholeness or well-being. And I want to say this, that peace begins in the inner man, but it leads to total well-being. It works out in every area of our lives, in the physical and in the material also. Now we are going to look in Deuteronomy chapter 28 at all the physical curses that result from not hearing and not obeying the voice of the Lord. They are indeed many. I will just briefly recapitulate them. It's important as you listen that you bear in mind that all these things that I'm listing now are stated as curses, as things that do not belong to the redeemed people of God. Verse 21, the Lord says, "The Lord will make the pestilence cling to you." So pestilence is a curse. Verse 22, "The Lord will smite you with consumption and with fever and with inflammation." So, consumption, fever, and inflammation are curses. Verse 27 lists the following: boils, hemorrhoids, scab, and itch. All these things are curses. They should not belong to the redeemed people of God. Verse 28 lists blindness. Verse 35 speaks of sore boils on the knees and the legs, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. Verse 59 is really amazing in its explicit statement of all the physical disasters that result from disobedience. It says, "The Lord will bring extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, even severe and lasting plagues and miserable and chronic sicknesses." I think I ought to just read that verse again. You know, so many of us as Christians, we are enduring curses when we should be enjoying blessings. And we're enduring the curses probably for two main reasons: either because we don't know that they are curses, or because we don't realize that Jesus delivered us from the curses that we might inherit the blessings. And then in verse 60, it speaks about all the diseases of Egypt. Now, it was my lot to spend 2 years in Egypt as a soldier in the British Army in World War II, and I will tell you, the diseases of Egypt are past all counting. I don't think there are many diseases that aren't found in Egypt. But if there are, they also are included in the curses, because the next verse says, "Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law." So logically, every kind of sickness, every kind of plague is a curse. Somehow or other, its ultimate cause is disobedience against God. The prophet Isaiah gives us a very, very vivid picture of the results of disobedience and rebellion. He's speaking to the nation of Israel, and he compares their condition as the result of their disobedience to that of a body that's completely sick. This is what he says in Isaiah 1, verses 5 and 6. "Why should you be beaten any more? Why do you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured, your whole heart afflicted. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with oil. That's a vivid, metaphorical picture of the results of disobedience. But as I was reading it one day, the Holy Spirit showed me that not merely is it a metaphorical picture of the condition of Israel as a result of their disobedience, but it's also a literal picture of Jesus as he hung on the cross. Listen to it again. Why should you be beaten anymore? He was beaten with that Roman scourge with its fearful 9 thongs, each one studded with bone or metal. Your whole head is injured. Remember, the thorns had been pressed down upon his head. Your whole heart afflicted. I believe Jesus died of a broken heart. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness. Only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with oil. Do you realize that's an exact description of Jesus as he hung upon the cross? And you realize why he was in that condition? Because he redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. All those physical curses that are the result of our disobedience against God came upon Jesus as he hung there on the cross. Now let's look at the physical blessings that were purchased for us by Jesus. We'll turn again, first of all, to Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he, that's Jesus, took our infirmities and carried our pains. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he, that's Jesus, was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Notice, he took the physical consequences of disobedience that we might in turn have healing. That phrase at the end of verse 5, by his wounds we are healed, more literally in Hebrew it says, by his wounds it was healed for us. I think we could perhaps say, by his wounds healing was obtained for us. Healing was made our inheritance through the wounds that Jesus bore on his body.
You know, the beauty of the gospel is that really we have been transformed by the cross and taken out of a condition of constant cycles of cursing and constant cycles of destruction into a situation where we're meant to learn constant cycles of blessing and deliverance and health and wholeness. That's the power of the gospel. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Where are you on your spiritual journey? How far have you come? And how far must you go before you truly experience God's power? In his classic book, Experiencing God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how you can receive God's promises and experience his power right now and in every area of your life. In Experiencing God's Power, you'll discover God's will and ways regarding your health, marriage, finances, spiritual welfare, and much, much more. And at a full 527 hope-filled pages, this book represents your comprehensive guide to operating in more of heaven's power every day. Regularly priced at $17.95, this classic work by Derek Prince is available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners this week only for only $9.95. A savings of nearly 45%. To order your copy of Experiencing God's Power at the special price of $9.95, call now toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Experiencing God's Power is a clear and practical guide for helping you achieve powerful results in your spiritual quest. Order now and take advantage of this week's special price of only $9.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online when you visit DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you're with us. And if you've been with us for even 30 seconds of what we've been hearing today, then you know that we're learning how to walk in the blessing of God. This is one of the most powerful teachings I've ever heard. Let's listen as Derek teaches us how to claim our inheritance.
This passage is quoted in the New Testament by Matthew in his Gospel, chapter 8, verses 16 and 17, describing the ministry of Jesus in healing the sick and casting out evil spirits. This is what it says. And when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were ill, in order that what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. Notice that Matthew has no doubt who is the person referred to in Isaiah chapter 53, for he applies it to Jesus. Notice also that Matthew, who was a Jew and understood Hebrew, had no doubt that the application of those verses in Isaiah 53 is physical. It was the physical healing of the sick that was the fulfillment of the prophecy given in Isaiah. Why was Jesus able to heal all who were sick? Because in the eternal purposes of God, he was to bear our infirmities and carry away our diseases. And because the cross, in a certain sense, is eternal, although it had not yet been fulfilled, in God's sight it was already accomplished. From the foundation of the world, Jesus was the Lamb slain. And so God identified with the ministry of Jesus, identified with his sacrifice, gave his seal of blessing upon it in the healing of the sick. And then notice what Jesus says in John chapter 7, verse 23, answering his critics for healing a man on the Sabbath. He says, "If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I made an entire man well on the Sabbath?" Jesus said, "I've made an entire man well." That's the physical outworking of the redemption provided for us by Jesus. We are grateful for the work of physicians, psychiatrists, and others. But there's only one person in the universe who can say, "I make an entire man well. I can deal with all his problems, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical," and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me close with a beautiful verse from Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yes, and forever. The same results that took place and are recorded in the New Testament are available to you and me today through faith in Jesus.
You know, one of the great scriptures that Derek uses, and just used, frankly, that describes to us what Jesus wants to do, comes out of John chapter 7 and verse 23, when Jesus said that he had just made an entire man well on the Sabbath. It's a story about something other than what we're talking about now, but that operative phrase, that he made an entire man well. That's what Jesus wants to do. I did my undergraduate work at Oral Roberts University, and Oral Roberts used to teach us that Jesus wants to deliver and heal and make whole the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. And it's interesting, all throughout church history, Christians have tended to focus on one aspect of life, of those three parts of a man, rather than the whole man. Some have focused on the physical life to the exclusion of everything else. Others have focused on the intellectual life. That certainly has been the case throughout Christianity, but focusing on the life of the mind to the exclusion of the life of the heart. And then, of course, many people, particularly today, focus on spiritual life and on the life of the heart without focusing necessarily on the whole man. But Jesus has come to make the entire man well. He said, "I've come to sanctify you wholly, spirit, soul, and body." That's something we need to walk in. That's something we need to take hold of. And that's why Derek's teaching us about our inheritance. Jesus did things at the cross that don't automatically happen in our lives until we take hold of them by faith and obedience. Well, listen, if you want to hear more of this wonderful teaching, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find information about what's going on with Derek Prince Ministries, find information about how these broadcasts can be heard on a podcast, and you'll just find out all kinds of stuff about how to connect with Derek Prince Ministries and get behind this wonderful cause. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take advantage of our special discount this week when you order a copy of Derek's powerful and practical book, Experiencing God's Power. This week only, it's available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners for only $9.95. That's a savings of nearly 45%. Call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This special price is available this week only. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.